I'm Henry Lin.
Hey, this is Emily.
And welcome to Better World. Better World is an exploration of badass people doing really cool things. The more we know about this world, the better we can do in changing it. Hey, man. So welcome to Better World.
Hey, how you doing?
We got Tal with us today. It's a big day. And he's kind of psyched because everything's going right in the office right now. It's just a good time of year. Holidays. People are in the streets. They're not killing each other as much unless there's a sale on. But CPG companies are some of the companies that we've looked at who are the greatest perpetrators of what we consider to be net bad behavior. And these companies unknowingly, to an extent, ship around massive volumes of liquid, for example, which create carbon through their shipping. Heavy liquid, lots of gas used to transport them from place to place, right? And they're in plastic containers more often than not. And they have unhealthy chemicals. The ands go on and on and on. And I prefer not to throw as many statistics as I used to or complain as much as I used to. It's one of the hopes that I have in Barnett coming back. He'll be back. It's fine. He's just busy this time of year. But Tal, you happen to have built a company filled with solutions. Would you like to tell us a little bit about it?
Sure. So Full Circle Brands. We kind of try to take the opposite approach to consumer goods. We look at the products people need to use every day. And rather than say, guys, change your behavior, stop cleaning or stop, you know, filtering your water, we say, hey, it's the brand's responsibility for us to find a better solution for you to be able to afford that can have a much different impact on the environment.
Let's go.
Yeah.
I'm not ashamed to admit that you're the reason that we exist. This is it. Okay, we're here. We've done it. Like, we're going to do this thing, and then we can quit. Everybody
later. So I can go now.
Right. Yeah. Go to the site, and we're done here. Right. So Full Circle Brands makes what products?
So we currently have a very small family of brands, being two brands. One is Full Circle Home. And at Full Circle Home, it's all about home care. So everything from the products you kind of don't think about that much maybe day to day. The sponges you use, the dish brush, the the reusable food storage bag, the compost bag, the dish rack, etc. All about the things you need to use every day, and trying to make them better products first and foremost, and then also build in sustainability as much as we can into every single product that we design and develop.
So I found out about you guys through your sponge challenge. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Start with a sponge. So, yeah, really cool, in my opinion, concept.
I thought so, too. I was really into the whole thing.
I'm glad we share that.
I'm hitting up your PR people. They're like, you like sponges? That's weird.
I mean, that's kind of the point. It's kind of like, who thinks about a sponge, right? Nobody.
Nobody.
That's the whole concept around this is sometimes the smallest products in your life can have the biggest impact in the world at large. It can be the Ziploc bag, right? It can be, you know, there's a lot of like hoopla around straws or water bottles.
We've had a number of straw and water bottle guys on the
show.
I'm
sure you have. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's great, right?
Right.
But we're trying to say, listen, this is not just about the takeaway culture. This is not just about the products that we take on the go with
us. It's the everyday products.
It's really arguably sometimes more important in the sense that you can choose not to use a straw.
Right.
You can choose not to use a plastic water bottle.
Right.
But, you know, you have to clean your house. You're not going to live in filth. Hopefully not.
You've got to use a sponge. Yeah.
And you don't have to change your behavior in that sense in order to buy better, to vote with your dollars.
Yes. Oh, my God. He's speaking our language.
Yeah.
I'm halfway to taking my pants off. Gracie. It's romance out here.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a little cold out, but yeah.
It is a little cold. But
keep your pants on.
We're snuggling. It's fine. The studio is very warm. And beyond some of the, you know, like these initial products, these daily products, I assume that you guys also are reaching outward into, well, granted, water filtration is something that you do use every day, but into alternatives. To other types of CPG products and problems. And
absolutely.
I'm basically asking, hey, who's Soma and how'd you guys get them?
So Soma is our second brand that we have under the Full Circle brand family. And Soma takes the same approach that we take to home care to hydration. Whether it's filtration where we're there's a charitable component to every product people buy.
Right.
1% of all revenue goes to charity water to help provide clean drinking water for communities around the world that can't afford or don't have access to clean drinking water. All filters are made from renewable or biodegradable resources. So
right.
The disposable part of the product is something that will break down over time. And the product itself is made to work better, look better, and be better for you. So we kind of try to take the same angle to every product we make in both brands and say, hey, you know, guy, you don't need right. to, or girl, you don't need to sacrifice.
Or cisgendered, you know.
We there you go. Right. It doesn't.
Or non-binary. Let's go.
You don't need to sacrifice or change your behavior in order to make better choices. You can actually demand more from the brands you buy from.
Right.
And that's key. It's our responsibility to set the new standard. And that's
that
what
new
we're
standard
to do.
That you guys have is going to bleed over, I imagine, into a number of different brands.
Yes.
So we're not just talking about sponges and cleaning over the long term, and you know, talking about lotion in the basket no longer makes me Silence of the Lambs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just drawing attention to the fact that it should be a chemical-free lotion in the basket. Not yeah. in plastic, you
exactly.
know, like just let me live. Maybe made from marine ingredients like our favorite people, One Ocean. Shout out, Margiela. It seems, though, that there's so much room in the space for the next Unilever to emerge. Is that where you guys are growing?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we definitely... We
like say, what brands, how many, you know?
Yeah,
like,
we say we don't want to create product for the sake of creating product, for the sake of growth. We try to stick to categories and products that people actually need to use. So we don't want to start making, you know, widgets that you don't actually have a point to purchase.
Right, but you have deodorant, which is something that I use every
yeah,
day,
absolutely,
right?
Yeah, absolutely, right? So there are so many categories that
right.
we can go into. And with both brands, we are expanding in that general direction, you know, I mean, and looking at adding additional brands to basically solve those additional needs that people have and those wants that they need. So we, under our Full Circle brands, you'll see, you know, we have, non-tree based, reusable paper towels, for example, going
right.
deep and deeper into the categories that people use every single day.
Right.
Outside of that, yeah, we're talking about everything in the home, whether it's, you know, the kinds of products you need to raise your family, to clean your house, to, you know, grow your vegetables outside,
right.
to...
What are the reusable paper towels made of?
They're actually made out of bamboo.
Sick. Okay.
Yeah, so, which is actually...
And you just wash them?
You just wash them, rinse them, and they can last you for weeks. Super easy to clean.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, and
Em's got a washer and dryer in her place.
Well, there you go.
I don't. Yeah.
There you go. You definitely shouldn't put that alone in there. You should, you know, add some other clothes to make
right,
it
right.
That
make it completely unsustainable.
There
I feel
you
like.
Go. Yeah.
Right, and also sustainable laundry detergent while we're at it. Correct.
Yeah, there's so many places to go. We have this belief, and I think every brand should, is that in today's environment, I mean, and I use environment both ways there, but. In the marketplace, as well as the actual current state of the world,
right.
you cannot be innovative if you don't consider sustainability. Like
right.
you cannot create the best car if you're not thinking about sustainability. You can't
right.
create the best shampoo or even the best pair of shoes.
No, the
or
earth
the shirt.
Is a debtor.
Yeah.
at some point,
yeah.
right?
That's a faster
right.
way of saying exactly it. Yeah, I mean, it's like the.
I'm not known for the faster way of saying, but thank you. That's the compliment that's going to float me through
well,
the holiday
apparently
season.
Apparently, I'm probably even longer winded. So.
Welcome to Better World with two long-winded guys.
Hope you got a couple hours.
On a mission there to not go. Change behavior because it's our fucking responsibility to give you a better product.
There you go. Exactly. That should be our tagline.
Dun, dun, dun. We're going to need music with that.
I don't do that.
M is so unimpressed. It's ridiculous. It's fine. Thank God Maddie isn't here to make fun of me. We have to take our first quick commercial break and give a special shout out to smileradio.fm. Smile Radio is located in the Freehand Hotel on 24th and Lexington Avenue. Come by and see our booth. We're trying to get it like a Today Show vibe. It's not working, but you know, one day I'm for the 800th time, no Al Roker, but I really want to be and aspire to be. Smile Radio is sponsored by Shinola Detroit, and you can check us out on the Instagram at smileradio.fm. Check out some of our other really great shows. There are Rockstar Empowered Moms. There's Elfcast. There's music. There's all the exciting things. SmileRadio.fm. Check us out. And we're back. I really would love to also hear about the history of the company and how you guys, you know, got here. What you made, you woke up one day, made a like life changing decision. We're like, oh, I got to fucking change this.
Yeah, you know, it kind of came. I come from like kind of a weird background.
Stripping.
Yeah. Yes.
Which isn't even that weird.
Then I retired.
Right,
and then I started a company.
Then I turned 23.
Yeah. No, I was you know, I was raised in Taiwan. You know, born and raised there. My mother's from New Zealand. My father's from Israel. I came and studied in the United States. I look like none of those things.
Literally none of
those. And, you know, I think kind of coming from like...
You kind of got like an Ashkenazi Jew, like met an Italian at one point. Met like a Lebanese blonde.
That's kind of close. That's kind of close, you know. Yeah. Put New Zealand. My dad is Iraqi Jew originally.
Okay, so there we go.
So it all kind of adds up. But it's kind of like, you know, it's representative of like the new. We're all like
right.
Nothing singular
anymore. We don't even talk about the melting pot anymore. It already melted.
That's already done. Right. That's like yeah. That's yesterday's news. So I mean, coming from those places and coming from a manufacturing country, Taiwan being you know
right.
what was the manufacturing powerhouse of the world, I think you saw. I got to see so much of how things were made, and then moving to the United States and seeing like how much was consumed, and having a perspective on both, and then going back to China to work. I actually went to Shanghai to work for several years before starting this company. And I think it kind of showed the opportunity that was there to change the way things were manufactured and look for new trends in the way things are being consumed, because really there is no choice anymore. And I can't.
Well, I assume that you're watching this stuff and you're thinking to yourself, "Holy fuck! Even the supply chain is filthy and bad for the environment. Never mind, you know, the net end product itself being bad."
Yeah, I mean, exactly that, and seeing so much opportunity for change. I mean, actually, that's the crazy thing is that it's actually not. Yes, there are really hard things to change about some single use plastics and alternative materials, but there's so much that's so easy to change that just takes a choice. It's not even necessarily economically more beneficial
to use
virgin plastics all the time.
Right.
So there's no excuse. It's just about actually doing it and trying to explain it to the customer, which a lot of people didn't want to do.
What is that message that you have to the customer about this entire process and how we're borrowing from the earth? Because it feels to me like you had this revelation at some point.
Yeah.
And that is that manifesto, that piece of truth that you ultimately, you know, are attempting to share with your brands.
Yeah, it's demand more. I mean, it's that there is no excuse for people to not try. Nobody's perfect. No brand is perfect. We're definitely not perfect. But you know, we commit to trying to improve all the time. And I think you have the vote. You know, your dollar is what makes every decision that a brand makes is for that dollar. And it's pure capitalism in the sense that, like, demand more. You know, look for small companies that are starting out that are doing something really awesome with deodorant. Look for something that's super cool, you know, a new approach to... You know, the containers that, you know, for makeup or, you know, reusable Q-tips. I don't know. It could be anything.
No, it completely.
The point is,
you just named three things that there is a large stopping point for. And like, they need a brand. They almost have a couple of brands, but it's not there yet.
Yeah.
The large majority of makeup is still in plastic.
Yeah. And made from toxic chemicals.
We had two episodes on Clean Beauty about it.
There you go.
The vast majority of deodorants aren't in, you know, package-free containers or plastic-free containers.
Yeah.
They're, you know, even by humankind puts it in plastic.
Yeah, and by humankind or you know, some of the other smaller players that exist still account for, you know, like...
Infinitesimal.
Such a small percentage. And people think, like, especially living in New York City, you're like, sustainability is, you know... mainstream now. Well, actually, it really is not.
So not.
It's not even close. I mean, this is one of the biggest things that, you know, when we sell all over the country and all over the world, and it is shocking sometimes how much faster we think we're progressing than the market actually tells us
that
we are. So anyway, so that's a little depressing information for you.
This show has no shortage of depressing information. It just happens to be a nature of the game. And I tend to offset it with product or inappropriate related jokes about my boobs. And sometimes it works, and sometimes Emily gives me the look that she's giving me right now.
Is good news, and there is hope, and there is so much change, and there are so many, there are literally so many exciting companies out there.
My guy, you want a podcast? I got one you can host. I'm like, let's go.
Well, I bet there's no shortage of stories because there are so many cool people doing
so many stories.
Cool it's actually things, kind of right? Fire. It's kind of awesome, right? Unfortunately, a lot of people don't make it. You know, there are a lot of companies that try
right.
and don't survive, but there are a lot that are changing CPG companies, which I'd say is, you know, arguably the better good. It's the better good. I don't know if that's a...
I like the better good. Yeah. We're going to stick with that.
Double positive.
Shout out to the Lauren Singers always of the world at Package Free.
There you go.
You know, shout out to the Blue Lands of the world.
Absolutely. Package Free is amazing.
They're crushing it. They're really, really great. It sounds to me like you have a set of personal missions and values on the charity side that we haven't dug into yet. Like I feel like you've been supporting something outside of just the Full Circle Brands, and you were talking about, you know, Soma Charity Water. What's the meaningful and impactful stuff for you? You know, like what's your button? Mine's agroforestry, just out here playing, getting to know you, speed dating. It's great. But I happen to believe that if we train people away from cows and soy and burning swaths of rainforest at a time, we can get them into coffee, cacao, coconuts, coconut flour as a result of coconut oil and, you know, subproducts of those, and make the markets be the thing which drives people away from these things that are, you know, monocropping and that are creating all the problems. So that's, that's my passion. But, you know, tell us about yours.
So, you know, it's funny. We tend to work with numerous organizations, some on a, on a larger scale, like Charity Water, where we, you know, have sort of a longstanding relationship, and others that we kind of work on a smaller scale with, where we're working with, we've worked with Bowery Mission, for example, before,
even They're
on a
great.
Local community. Absolutely.
One of my recycle tech companies and I worked with them, and we gave them a ton of clothes, and the characters that we met, phenomenal.
Yeah, great organization.
Like real thank yous from those guys, you know.
Great organization. We work with people like Parlay, removing ocean plastic from
another great organization.
Great organization. Really creative guys over there. We work with small producers that sometimes are. For example, we work with a small Indian collective that helps disadvantaged women in a collection of villages.
Oh, man.
And to actually, we make these really cool vegetable dyed cloths that the community gets to make.
Amazing.
It's a big give back program
right.
To help them in usually obviously underserved community that doesn't necessarily have job opportunities. It has a nonprofit that works around that.
So definitely check out Parlay, Charity Water.
Absolutely. The other organization, my partner is going to kill me, but I forgot the name.
Bowery Mission, check him out too. While we're just buying him some time so he can remember the organization, people.
Do we have time for a phone call? No, but
yeah, we give you a lifeline on this show. Let's ask Regis what he thinks.
The point being just that we try to work with a lot of local organizations. We try to change it up. For us, it's about impact.
What does the other charity do that you were struggling to
the
remember?
The one in India? No, that's the one in India.
It's the one in India?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that gives back.
Well, good. Then we already talked about it.
Yeah.
Come but, check out our website later because we'll probably post it just out of our own shame.
Sure. There you go.
Or like insert punch here. Dial in a recording on it later.
Perfect. So, yeah. So, you know, and we're always looking for great new partners to work with as well.
Why do you guys not work with dry goods or, you know, like any of food related products? Cause I would think that it's sort of just a natural extension that at some point you sort of,
you know,
start leaning that way.
There are so many natural extensions. I mean, there's so many places
literally,
that we
you're
can
at the
go.
Center of,
yeah.
Right,
I mean, we
home.
Can go into foods, we right. can go into chemicals, and could not go into chemicals by going into the chemical category.
Right.
We can go into...
you can go into the anti-chemical, basically.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, body care, you know, health and beauty, baby.
We're back to talking about lotion, people.
And there's so many natural... But we have so much room to play in our space right now. And we talk to our consumer a lot, to our customer, to our fan. you know, we are expanding quite quickly in terms of where we're going in the house. Eventually, we'll run out of room in the house. But until then, you know, we're kind of...
Eventually, we're going to run out of room in this house.
Well, it's like how much more stuff, you know, at the same time, we're trying not to, you're trying not to, like, you know, not, I don't want to diss all the avocado peeling companies out there, but how many, you know, I don't, we don't want to end up making avocado peelers.
Right.
Or, you know, cutters or strawberry.
Right.
You know, that's not our goal, is to like...
Never mind the fact that we have to eat less avocados, apparently.
There you go. Yes.
Awesome.
Yes. Yes.
100 gallons for each pair of avocados, I know, I'm told,
it's
water.
It's insane.
It's a lot of resources.
But then there's, you know, balance that you also...
Then there's guacamole.
There are small farmers in Mexico. And
that's right.
It's always like, I mean, we got to kill ourselves by trying to like...
Stop making kale, quinoa, and avocado so cool, people.
Yeah.
It's a whole universe of food out there.
Yeah, stick with Soylent.
Escarole.
Escarole.
We're going to start naming... Name your leafy vegetable.
Yeah.
We're going to take one more commercial break. It's too exciting. Surf City is the newest campaign by the government of El Salvador. President Bukele, the newest elected official in the country, elected last June, has made commitments to take El Salvador into, dun, 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 the next century. Surf City is an initiative where they have built and developed infrastructure in certain areas and pockets with incredible surf. El Salvador is located on the Pacific coast, for those who do not know, in Latin America, near Costa Rica and Nicaragua, two of my other favorite surf spots. And guess what? There's some really great hotels that you guys can visit. Better World, in partnership with the El Salvadorian government, is promoting that you get your tush down to Surf City. El Zonte is the first region that we've been looking at and building and designing content around. Check out paloverdehotel.com or come to betterworld.media for more information. Some lucky people are going to be sent down there by Better World. So get on our site, DM us, stalk us, ask us, get my personal phone number and be like, hey, bruh, when are we going to Surf City? This is normally where I'd cue the Beach Boys. I'm going to remember it for next time. Surf City, El Salvador, people, check it out. If you've been to Costa Rica, you will love the new El Salvador. It is safe and rocking. And we've got no shortage of great women in bikinis to prove it. Oops. My podcast guest just gave me the look like I'm a real creep. Must have been all the lotion comments. And we're back. Tal, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I'm very, very excited to talk about what you think some of the things are that our listener can do to make impact. And I kind of want to break it down because you guys have all of the solutions for the home. So I would like to go, if you don't mind, in a certain category. I was going to recommend room by room, or you can, you know, do category by category. But let's just sort of chart again for them what some of the things are that they can swap out right now, today, that make a healthier and better world. Go.
Yeah, absolutely. There are so many things you can swap out. I mean,
maybe
so
we start with the beginning.
Well, it's funny you should say that. So we have a campaign that's going on called Start with a Sponge. And it's
She's
all
good
about
at this.
It's all yep. about starting with the most basic, most boring, probably the least involved purchase that you might have in your house.
Right.
And it's that's the sponge. You know, the sponge that, you know, it's crazy. I just read this report about where bacteria is held in your house. It's a really scary thing. You probably don't want to read it because then you don't want to ever touch your fridge handle again. But anyway,
right.
Looking at the sponge as
if you want the flu, go lick your fridge handle.
Exactly that, or actually your
or
sink.
A subway pole.
Right.
Well, that's probably even worse. Yeah. And you know, the sponge is an unsexy product that you have, but something like 400 million sponges are thrown away a year. 400 million.
Jeez.
You're supposed to swap out your sponge every single week in order to not build up bacteria. Mm-hmm. Now, most people probably don't actually do that, but you know, conservatively once a month maybe. And most sponges sold around the world, and we're only talking about the United States when we say 400 million. Are made from plastic, virgin plastic, and they're thrown
wrapped
out
in plastic
between a week and a month.
Shipped
wrapped in plastic,
right?
Yeah, exactly. And it's, you know, it's a porous material. So obviously it's actually one of the easiest plastics
to microbead.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
What are your sponges made of?
They're made out of cellulose. They're made out of plant waste, basically plant pulp. That is nothing special, no special plants. But
sugar,
very renewable. I could eat it. Very, yeah, before you use it.
Please do not eat the sponge.
That was not
disclaimer.
Yeah.
This message has not been approved by Full Circle.
But it's one of those items that you, if you just change that single behavior, if you just stop buying plastic sponges, you're actually making quite a big impact over your lifetime, and over the year. And then if you start to then, you know, move outward from that point, obviously your dish brushes are a problem.
Right.
They're semi-disposables. They're used all the time. Your dish soaps are a problem. What they're stored in, you know, it's very easy to...
Right, the shipping of them as well.
Exactly. Buy concentrates and use a renewable glass container.
Right.
Grove.co is an awesome company that sells...
Branch Basics, Blue Land.
There you go. There's several that provide those alternatives today. And you don't even have to leave your house most of the time to buy those. I mean, if you want to,
you can. Do you guys have a resource online which talks about all of the different products that you have with relation to, you know, like what you can ship and do?
Yeah, I mean, we have two kind of places where you can find out a lot more. Startwithasponge.com is a place that will start to provide. It just launched a month ago, and we are going to really use it to build education around what kinds of things you can do on an individual level to not necessarily always change your behavior, but to at least modify your decision making. So startwithasponge.com is a great place for that. Fullcirclehome.com. We have a blog there that we try to like touch every part of your life in terms of, that sounded creepy as well, but
yep.
But
welcome. You are welcome.
Thanks.
I've changed
since I've been here. Sunscreen, you know, it's funny. You can name anything.
Sunscreen's a big one. You guys going to do sunscreen?
That's probably not our most immediate place.
Right.
But, you know, our attitude is it doesn't matter whether as a brand we're looking to go into a space. For us, it's, I know it sounds cheesy, but it's our peers, supporting our peers and building that movement towards changing your behaviors. Doesn't matter where you're doing that. It supports all of us, the companies right. that are trying to change things. And
that's 1,000% cheesy.
It is, right? But
great work.
But there is a community, you know, there is a real community. No, that
Emily's
does
hook,
share.
Line, and sinker. Look at her. She's in.
Super.
She's the only one we care about impressing in this room, incidentally.
It's not going very well.
It's my sentiments. Exactly.
But, customer.
You know, other B Corps is a good example as well, you know? Okay. So, you know, there's so many out there that are trying to change things. So we do try to refer people to companies that we don't necessarily have anything to do with. And also take ideas from our own, you know, customers to say where we should go next.
Okay. So startwithasponge.com. Mm-hmm. Is the one recommendation that we're going to make today for our users.
Yeah.
Let's buy one, maybe two CPG products, mm-hmm. start there, and note that the majority of the CPG products in your household, in your workplace, in your life, can be replaced with a better net good product. Mm-hmm. That is also going to be bolstered in partnership because Full Circle and Better World are either going to make some videos or pass out some promo codes. We don't know yet, people. We haven't been at it long enough. But check back soon on the internet. It's better. Dot world. Instagram.
Instagram.
You looked at me like, where on the internet? The internet's a dark place. I shop on the Silk Road and the deep web. Like, same.
How does one get to the dark web? A whole other conversation.
There's so many different rabbit holes that we can go down and tend to here at Better World. I would like to thank you not only for coming on the show, but becoming inspired enough to not only create one brand, but adopt another and to start growing your solutions into other areas. I think it's absolutely incredible what you guys are doing. And I think I speak for a number of people in saying that it has impact and it has meaning. That a lot of these products that we end up using, I just converted to Branch Basics myself and Blue Land. Mm. And they're much, much better products. Absolutely. I mean, psychosomatically, I feel like the lack of chemicals is just making me healthy.
Absolutely.
And better as a man. We are going to go out, but there's just one dying pressing question that I have to know. And that is, outside of all of the CPG companies, who is, and I hate to put you on the spot, your favorite eco-disrupting company? Your favorite net good guy right now?
That is a tough question.
I'll give you mine just for fun. I happen to be obsessed recently with a company called Mango Materials that has taken methane and turned it into a biodegradable biopolymer, a plastic alternative. And when it breaks down, it just turns into carbon. So it's literally flared the methane into carbon. Mm. And I am obsessed.
Hmm. Interesting. I don't know them. You know, I might put Parlay out there. I like disruptive. I like changing the narrative a little bit here. And I like, the material. I love the material angle as well with you. I think they might be one of the most exciting, but I gotta be honest, Loop out there, it's pretty cool.
Trying to change
the way people purchase. I like people that are just, you don't know what's going to work and what's not, but I like people having the guts to change just the whole behavior, the whole
shout
angle.
Out to anybody changing the whole behavior. It was a trick question. I was trying to get you to say us. I'm going to get you next time, though, organically.
Definitely better world.
It's definitely better world.
Definitely better world.
Well, this has been tremendous. I'm Henry Lin.
I'm Emily Lottie.
And we have enjoyed the fuck out of having you, Tal, on Better World.
Thank you so much
for coming. Tune in next time to hear a little bit more about what you can do to make the world better. Thanks again.